Sirach, chapter 26. A good wife, blessed is her husband. The number of his days is doubled. A worthy wife cherishes her husband. And he fulfills the years of his life in peace. A good wife is a good portion. She will be given as a portion to those who fear the Lord, whether rich or poor, his heart is cheerful. And his face is merry at all times. Of three things my heart is afraid. And concerning a fourth I am in great fear. Slander in the city, an assembly of the multitude. And a false accusation, worse than death are they all. Grief of heart and sorrow is a wife jealous of another. The scourge of the tongue are they all. A hard yoke is a wicked woman. He who takes hold of her is as one grasping a scorpion. A drunk woman causes great wrath. She does not cover her own shame. The whoredom of a woman is in the lifting up of her eyes. And she is known by her eyelids. Upon a headstrong daughter keep watch. Lest, finding liberty, she uses it for herself. Look well after a shameless eye. And do not marvel if it trespasses against you. As a thirsty traveler opens his mouth. And drinks of any water that is near. So she sits down at every tent peg. And opens her quiver to any arrow. The grace of a wife delights her husband. And her understanding fattens his bones. A silent woman is a gift from the Lord. And a well-instructed soul is beyond worth. Grace upon grace is a modest woman. And there is no weight of gold worth a self-controlled soul. As the sun rising in the highest places of the Lord. So also is the beauty of a good wife in the ordering of her house. As the lamp shining on the holy candlestick. So also is the beauty of a face upon a stately figure. As the golden pillars upon the silver base. So also are beautiful feet upon firm heels. For two things my heart is grieved, and for a third wrath comes upon me. A rich man who has become poor, and men of understanding if they are despised, and one who turns from righteousness to sin, the Lord will prepare a sword for him. With difficulty the merchant keeps himself from wrongdoing, and a huckster will not be acquitted of sin.